Are we recording?
Yeah.
Welcome back to America, Robert.
Thank you.
Shing Chang Huang Chimong.
Everything sounds so different.
Yeah.
We have all this new equipment.
We have a new setup.
We're trying new things, Gregory. Hold on. First of all,
what?
Can we at least do something?
What?
That is similar to what we used to do.
Which is what?
Welcome people to the show.
Oh, please. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Joe.
Oh. Yeah.
That's us. We do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Welcome.
My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Oh, good evening. Ladies.
And Robert Schott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We are here trying some new things. We're trying to do a Shy Show 2.0, or at least work towards a 2.0.
Yes, we're not at the 2 yet.
No, we're not really there.
We're like 1.5.
Yeah, it's 1.5. Yeah.
One and a half.
We're just trying some new shit.
Just early release.
We're in the beta testing stage.
Pre-release.
Yeah.
Beta testing stages of some new...
But it's
technology.
It's not a voluntary thing. Everybody has to test it.
No, we're just trying things out because podcasts are the wave of the future.
Is that right?
And we're on the crest of that wave.
I didn't.
According to some. Yeah.
I can't surf.
Greg.
Robert has a new outfit.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that new? Have I never worn this for you guys?
You've never worn this outfit for
nice
us.
Nice belt.
Oh.
That's
a nice belt buckle.
Wow, yeah.
He's got new jeans, a new shirt.
You know why?
Why?
No, you know why.
He's got a woman in his life.
Let me see. Well, you know what? Out of the things that I'm wearing,
she picked out how many things?
She did pick out the jeans and the shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nora, everyone. Yeah, Robert.
Okay, not, it is her name, Nora.
I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. Well, you will. She will maybe one day be on the show.
You know what sucks? I was invited. Robert's getting married.
I heard.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Were you invited?
That's a little awkward question.
Did you invite Brian?
Yeah.
He was actually.
Let me just take a second here.
Please.
Brian and Biz
sitting in a tree
were the very first ones to respond, and they responded with a yes.
Whoa! Coming. All right. Yeah. Good.
So I told Rob with a caveat though. It was a yes on paper.
Yeah.
But a verbal caveat to Robert Shy.
I don't know if that's French. By the way,
it's a caveat. The caveat is, Robert, of course I'm going to be there, unless, as we all know, being slaves to the freelance artistic world that we are, if a job comes up, I might not be able to make it.
Well, wait a minute. Is that the way to do it?
You know, it's better to have a number in the positive, I'd say, and then have a negative, and then have extra people show up.
I think it's easier for me
things planned.
Yeah. I think it's easy for me to tell Robert I can't make it because of such and such, as opposed to them being like 3 days out.
Oh,
and
I
like,
can make
ooh,
it.
I can make it. Let me come.
Yeah,
right.
I'm coming, and obviously I'm making my best efforts to be there, and it would be like, you know, a full on, like there's a commitment that I just can't get out of that may arise between now and then.
Right, where you book a movie or a
where,
TV show.
You know, Spielberg, he is calling me at some point.
Let's
be honest.
We all know that.
I don't know if I'll ever work with Steven Spielberg, but I will work.
Because you're going to turn him down.
Yeah, I won't. I don't have an interest.
I'm going to say that I do know that I'm going to work with Steven
Spielberg.
You're
going to work with Spiel?
Yes.
Spiels?
Yeah. I'm just going to put that out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Because you wouldn't turn him down.
I would not turn him down.
Brian, on the other hand, has
I might
standards.
Be. I might have a wedding to go to. I might
That's
not
right.
be available.
That's true.
I might
That's
not be
true.
Available to go.
Yeah.
To.
Sadly, I cannot go to the wedding.
Let's explore that.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Because
I got that. I got an email notification. I've been out of the country.
Where'd you go?
And we can talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you very much. But I did get a email notification that said
from me.
Yes, it said Gregory Hoyt.
Is not
has
coming. Has
declined
the invite.
Yeah.
The online
is tough.
System does not allow for any explanation. So that's all you get. And
I
you're
felt
like,
awful.
Oh.
I
Greg
felt
is,
so awful.
Greg's not coming. I wonder.
There's got to be a way to be able to attach a note.
Yeah.
There should be able to attach a video.
Isn't.
Not on this one. Not
component.
On this system. Now hang on.
I actually called Brian to ask him, like, what do
how
I do
I do this?
Yeah. Well,
because I told him he should make a short film based on
that would have been nice. No, but so the thoughts that went through my head, if you
yes,
would
please.
Want me to go through this, it was just first I was like, oh, that's too bad. I would really, you know, hope that you could make it. I want you to be there.
Yeah, me too.
It's a big day in my life. and I consider you a big part of my life.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, maybe he doesn't consider me a big part of his life.
This is what happens. This is the problem.
And then I was like, well, maybe this is just Greg not allowing himself any vacation. And it's like he's looking into the future at a potential job.
Yeah,
and he's refusing himself
to like book out at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, he's on this path of such visualization that he's like, I am visualizing
70 days from now I will have a job.
Yeah.
Because that's I feel like that's where we are with the timeline. So that is what I kind of settled on.
those were my fears. Okay, so I go to Robert and Nora.com, wedding site.
That's the wedding site, yeah.
RobertNora.com.
We don't want traffic going to
the Shideshow.com.
There you go. That's
we
the
want
right
traffic there. There. Okay, go ahead.
So I went to this website.
Yeah.
And I knew that I had to decline because the reason that I had to decline is that I actually do have a job. I'm teaching an improv class and I can't, I spoke to the owner of the school that I'm teaching for and there's no way to get around it, unfortunately, which sucks.
Do you know if the class is running?
Yeah. Yeah. In general?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's filled up or filling up, so.
Why do you want to take a
class? No, no, no.
Robert wants to take a class.
Yeah, I'd like to take
the
class. You should, I might miss that.
You might have to book that day out. Yeah.
No, what I was going to say is that I can tell you this, that I have taught classes for this owner as well, and sometimes they don't book.
Yeah.
And
I've had that happen. I've had that happen before with this owner as well, but this one I've been assured.
I've had so many owners that I've worked with that don't book, and then it books out, and then I'm just left with an empty book.
Okay, so I was at your website, asked to enter my name. I enter my name.
Yeah.
First of all, that's when I called Brian and said, if I enter my name and press enter, is that going to confirm? It says, enter your name to RSVP. So I'm then like, can you stop with the mouth smacking?
He's doing sound effects of you entering
your
name.
It just sounds like he's doing like bad chewing.
Sorry. Brian, you're not hitting the mark with your sound effects. Your Foley.
Sorry.
And so I called Brian and was like, I just entered my name, but I don't want to press like whatever, enter or RSVP, because it would appear that that would be like, it doesn't say yes or no. It just says RSVP. So then I had to, I called Brian. Brian asked his girlfriend and she was like,
she
no.
She had done it,
She had done it. She's like, no, then you have an option for yes or no.
Yeah.
So then I go through the process of pressing enter and the cold realization that, like, there's just a yes or a no.
Yeah.
There's no, like, dear Robert option. Like,
not only that, but there's also the night before the actual ceremony, my parents are doing this thing called a family welcome.
Yeah.
So that night, you know, they're opening up this place and people are coming in and going to have served hors d'oeuvres to all the guests who can make it the night before.
Yeah.
And so you not only have to say no to
that,
the wedding, but you also have to say no to the family.
There were two
welcome.
Wonderful things. That
Although I said no to that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. The night before.
Not You're not going to?
No, we're doing a day of.
Day of, and then coming home? It's in Oakland.
No, we'll stay open, stay that night. But I'm not doing two nights. I'm doing one night.
Now, check it out. I did do the right thing, though, and now you haven't received this message, this voicemail, maybe? Because you just got back from China? You haven't?
I haven't, no.
I left you a very sweet message.
Oh, thank you.
On your voicemail, because I felt
I look forward to listening to
I was trembling with
I think you should actually
despair.
You should put that message, after you listen to it, you should put that message up in this podcast.
Can you?
Just so.
Yeah, I might be able to insert.
Just do a quick little insert of that message. It's very heartfelt towards the end of the podcast, so people can understand. If people stick through the end of the podcast, they can hear the heartfelt message that Gregory Hoyt left.
Yeah, because I felt bad.
Because there's nothing but love.
That's right.
Sure.
And sometimes that love gets lost in a voicemail. And I would like for our audience to know about that love and the existence of it, even though buried there within.
Okay, wait.
A digital format of a voicemail.
Hang on. No.
We can then extract it and put it into.
Do you ever read?
Do you know the new feature of this technology, by the way?
Sorry, what?
Is that I can mute your microphone and keep talking. No, I can't hear any of you. Okay, I'll unmute it.
That was completely uncalled for.
We're like all over the place.
But also, yeah. I can do the same thing.
Can you?
No, I can't.
No,
son of
can't.
A gun.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, sorry.
So, yeah, I left you a voicemail. I look right. forward to you getting it. I feel terrible. I'm bummed out that... Okay, here, let me do this.
Yeah.
You were saying earlier that
yes.
I am a big part of your life.
Yes, you are.
I would like to say that you're a big part of my life.
With
and I have,
an exception.
I cannot make it to your wedding. No, but...
There's an asterisk.
I yes. love you. I mm. love Nora. I don't know her name, and I've only met her maybe once.
Yes.
But I love her because yeah. she loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And... I hope that me missing your wedding won't leave a permanent stain no. on our relationship. And I hope that my explanation here for all the world to hear
yeah.
has assuaged the negative swirling thoughts of doubt and,
yeah.
and all that. That were
it's
going
it's
around.
Made me feel better. I'd say that, you know, we might even be able to Photoshop your face into.
I will, because I'll be there. Maybe I'll
take the wedding night.
Yeah. I'll do one of those things where your head's on like a big popsicle stick.
Yeah,
there we go.
And I'll just wave it up and down.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be fun.
I'll wear yeah. a hat maybe that said Greg.
Or you
wonder,
know, you could put
I wonder
me
how
in
many
front
of my friends I'm gonna have to do that to.
Oh yeah,
have stick.
People? Are people able to make it? Because you're doing like a midweek wedding.
Yeah, it's midweek and it's a destination wedding. I'm getting a lot of yeses, which is great. My best man is going to be a best man in absentia.
No.
He has to be.
Way.
Because he moved to Brazil.
Why did he do that?
To be with the woman of his dreams.
Hola. Oh.
Guys, that's not.
Me amo Gregorio de la Sideshow.
Guys, that's Spanish.
Las cuentas
what?
De ASEOS.
What does that even mean?
Por qué mentano gemolando?
What?
Canabro.
Canta masito.
That's nothing.
Canta mosito de Oceana.
Okay, listen.
Your best man's in Brazil?
Yeah, he's in Brazil.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Is he going to Skype in?
This is Steve.
Steve?
You know Steve?
He's in Brazil?
You know, Steve. He just moved to Brazil April 5th while
what?
I was gone. Which
Steve
sucks.
Moved to Brazil?
Yeah. yeah.
For what? For a woman?
Yeah.
I love it. I yeah. can't wait to hear this story.
His whole life is there.
Wait,
we need to Skype him in.
Okay.
We will. We'll
yes.
Skype him in for a show. But
this guy
he
is such
I want to hear about
man.
I can't wait to hear this. This is a love story.
Why isn't yeah. he going to be your thing? You should bring the Brazilian
It's
up.
Way too expensive.
Oh, to get back.
That flight is crazy costly.
Time out. Yeah. He moved to Brazil.
Yeah.
Does he speak Spanish?
It's not Spanish, it's Portuguese.
Does he speak Portuguesa?
Like
I
you
do.
As well as you?
I do.
Los aeropuertos de montaña.
He was learning, self-taught. Actually, not self-taught, but you know, doing those little guides.
Self-taught? What? Oh.
And it's going to be immersion learning. And believe me, it will
He'll
be.
He'll pick it up quick. In a month, he'll be fluent.
Are you crazy?
He is crazy.
If you move to Brazil,
oh, yeah.
you'll be fluent in Portuguesa, I'd say in 60 days.
You're crazy. You're so insane.
Okay. It's a little crazy.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. When did he meet this girl?
Over a year ago.
Did he meet her through?
And he had a long distance relationship with her for a majority of this time because mm-hmm. she was in a program up here and he met her in this acting program and then her time was up, you know, and then she went back to Brazil. And so they maintained this relationship. I believe she came back out mm-hmm. here for a little bit and then, you know, his plan was to go down there and visit her, but they maintain their relationship as a long distance one until.
So she's an actress in Brazil.
I'm not even sure if she's pursuing acting down there. I think she's pursuing journalism, photojournalism.
Wait, so what's Steve going to do down there?
Yeah,
that's great.
He's gonna live. You know, he's gonna find work and start a life down there.
God, I love Steve. I can't. We gotta Skype him.
Oh my
God!
I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you. I'm fascinated. If my best friend pulled that move, I'd be like, yo, what are you doing? Like, there's a little bit of that. Of like,
I had a good friend of mine pull a similar move, but this was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was studying abroad.
Yeah.
And never came back. He moved in with a girl.
And
I'm giving you the wicked cliff notes here.
Yeah.
Moved in with a girl. Yeah. Called me and said, hey, by the way, I'm with this girl.
What country?
Spain. España.
Yeah.
Muy fuego.
Muy fuego en España. Yeah. And was like, I'm staying here. I'm going to probably marry this girl. She's got a little son, and we're just going to be a family here.
Whoa. Already has a child.
And I was like, right. Hey, yeah, man. Okay. All right. I got you, and I support you, bro. You know what? I've never been to Spain. And I can't wait to go. What? A few months go by.
Yeah.
I get a call.
Yeah.
I'm going to be flying in to the airport. Yeah. Can you pick me up? Yeah, man. I have your back.
Yeah.
What happened? what happened to the bliss? To the happiness?
Yeah.
He woke up one night, and he told me he literally woke up one night and had such an anxiety attack about the choice he had made that he couldn't breathe and started. And they had joint bank accounts. And
oh
everything.
Boy!
Oh yeah!
And I mean, it was a whole like full.
He went
full
all in.
Immersion.
He went all in.
Woke up and said, "I need you to go to the bank with me.
Mm-hmm.
First thing in the in the next couple hours in the morning, and I need to get." My money out, and I need to go.
Right now.
And of course, she was like, what are you... What, and he's like, this is not... No es a discusiones.
Wow.
Adios, amigas.
And he...
Wow.
He said... And like, this woman, I can't imagine what she's thinking. Like, we're talking full, like... Dios mío? What? Que pasa, amigo? And all of a sudden, but then is like fully going with him to the bank because she's like, well, I can't.
All right.
So they go to the bank. He gets some dough and he just says,
adios.
This has been, you're a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
And I apologize, but this was a mistake.
Wow.
I mean, she's torn apart on the side of a road.
Wow.
And he said goodbye. Adios.
Adios,
and
amiga.
never to be heard from again.
Adios, little chico. To the little boy who was like, oh, good, a dad. Nope. Adios.
Bye.
Pulling the
Boom.
Shoot.
Gone.
I know a couple people who have
Bam!
Also picked up love interests from foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them in bands.
Mm.
One in an Italian... Actually, one with... Serge Tankian, a friend of Gigi, Gigi Roon.
The Gigi Roon.
She hangs out with some amazing people.
Picked up someone from Spain, a wife from Spain, and then one from the Flobots. Picked up a wife from Ireland.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh God. That almost happened to Greg Hoyt, if you recall.
It did.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember you had a pen pal from Russia.
No,
that we
Australia.
Need to find.
Australia.
Is Australia?
Australia.
We're still looking?
No. My first love is from Russia.
Yeah. Have
Chernobyl.
We found her yet?
No, we haven't. Chernobyl is still
we
radioactive.
We need to look for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should go on search of, what's her name?
Valya.
We should go in search of Valya.
How common is that name? It couldn't be common.
No, not common in Russia.
But that's all you have is her name.
Valya.
But you have to have.
I'm
if
sure
you look
I have
back,
her last,
you probably found the address that she used to live at.
Probably
because it was a pen pal relationship.
I knew her. She
you knew her
in the flesh.
We're gonna find
not
her.
Not biblically.
We're finding her.
Oh,
but she. I made her wood cutouts and things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is going to be an episode.
Her so much,
but yeah. So anyway, that's where Steve is. That's what the situation is for my wedding. My best man is going to be in abstentia.
So interesting, Shai.
If I'm using this term correctly,
you are. I think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if he's doing the right thing.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's it's his choice,
No doubt.
We could talk to him about it. Obviously, give him a little bit of time down there, maybe.
Naturally.
In the beginning and then check in 2 weeks later, and it might. Might be different.
I
hope he's happy.
You might be getting a phone call being like, hey man, what's up? Can you pick me up?
Sure.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. Okay.
Oh,
so,
Steve-o. Hey, Steve.
So are we cool now?
Love is amazing.
Yeah, we're cool.
Good.
I'm going to listen to that. We're all going to listen to that voice.
Put it up. Yeah. Put it up and put it on.
Yeah. That's great.
We haven't even got a chance to talk about China.
We'll talk about that next time. Another episode. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
Moral of the story here today, love conquers everything.
Love trumps.
Everybody. Everything. All the time. Nothing but love. All the time.
Love is all there is.
Except a job. Because then Greg will take the job over love.
Love. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah.
That's the asterisk.
That's it.
I might be the same way. All right. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Greg Rigoy, I'm Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That was nice.
Nice. Good? Boo.
I hate you.
Can't. I'm moving back to Los Angeles. Good morning. Hey, good morning. Are you awake?
See.
I need to go.
Okay. Hey, my new daddy. Hey, sorry to wake you up.
Diego.
What?
I'm leaving your mother. Yo no, es comprendo. Abierto de la ventana. Adios.
Hello?
Brian?
Yeah.
It's Greg.
Yeah.
I'm at the airport.
Oh, my God. I thought you were in Spain.
I was.
What happened?
It didn't work.
All right. I'll be right there.
Goodbye.
Where am I going?
Virgin.
All right. Thanks.
Virgin Latin America.
All right. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Bye.
Scheid. Oi. What's up? I know you're in China. Well, I didn't actually know you were in China. I didn't know when you were coming back. But your official voice now lets me know. Thank you for that. Wanted to talk to you. I RSVP'd for your wedding. And unfortunately, my RSVP had to be no, which really sucks because I'm going to be teaching improv for a commercials class for Carol and Barry that's happening on Wednesday nights throughout the summer. And that puts me in direct conflict for your wedding. I talked to her about trying to find somebody to fill in for me, but none of the recommendations that I had worked, and she didn't have anyone that could work either. So, unfortunately, I'm stuck that day doing it, and so I'm really sorry that I can't make it. I'm really bummed out. I'm going to miss it because it sounds like it's going to be a really nice time. So I just wanted to call you and talk to you about that, let you know that, so it wasn't just an email RSVP electronic response. No explanation. All right, I hope you're having a great trip. Give me a shout whenever, man. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early